I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. An active and dangerous al-Qaeda affiliate operates from Yemen, which is what we'll talk about next. In that country, the United States and al-Qaeda have been waging a low-level war. Yesterday, what was believed to be a U.S. drone killed at least five militants riding in a car. That follows events in the past few days: street fighting, a suicide car bombing, and the attempted kidnapping of two American security officials. We're going to talk about all this with Iona Craig. She writes for The Times of London. She just returned from Yemen. She's in London now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So when you walk down the streets of Sana'a, the capital, just how dangerous does Yemen feel right now?
As a white Westerner, people tend not to walk down the streets of Sana'a at the moment because of the uptick in kidnappings, attempted assassinations, and the general sort of feeling of a little bit of chaos in Sana'a at the moment.
I'm trying to understand what has happened in the last few days. Do we just have an explosion of crime, opportunistic chances to grab people, or do you sense the outlines of a pretty clear conflict?
Yeah, there has been a pretty clear conflict that started about 3 weeks ago. This all began with a series of U.S. drone strikes and Yemeni air force strikes over a period of 3 days in the south of the country against a sort of major al-Qaeda training camp in an area that's been known to have been under the control of al-Qaeda for some time. Following those 3 days of strikes, a week later, the Yemeni military then went in with a large ground offensive. And that's been going on for 2 weeks now. Hmm. So what we're seeing in Sana'a and in other cities is a backlash against that by militants carrying out suicide bombings, IED attacks. And then there have also been clashes with the military, with gunmen, particularly in Sana'a. That's still unclear whether some of that is tribally linked and, as you say, more opportunistic. But it has then, we've seen this sort of huge surge in violence in recent days and in the last couple of weeks because of this military offensive that's going on in the south of the country.
What happened to the two Americans who were almost kidnapped?
This happened actually last month.
Right.
Just the news that they were Americans has just been kind of revealed to us in the last few days. This is not an uncommon incident in Sana'a recently. There were gunmen that approached them as they appeared to be taking a haircut in a barber shop in the middle of Sana'a and tried to kidnap them. The American officials were obviously armed and responded to that by shooting dead the two men that were seemingly apparently trying to kidnap them in the middle of Sana'a. And this is why I said at the beginning it's very rare for Westerners to be walking around the streets of Sana'a because, yeah, the risks are very high if you're going to be a white Westerner and, you know, walking around openly in Sana'a at the moment.
Let me come back to the roots of this. You said this began with an offensive against al-Qaeda affiliates in some of the remote provinces, and that seems to have triggered at least some, if not most, of the violence and chaos that you describe in the capital. Do you think there is widespread public sympathy for the al-Qaeda side in this?
No. I think, in fact, what we may have seen in the recent weeks is the first time of a real reversal in that, in the sense that there has been a big social media campaign of Yemenis actually supporting what the military has been doing in the south. And it's the first time I've actually really seen that in 3.5 years in Yemen, of people actually openly saying, we support the army in this fight. I think at a more local level, there has been certainly in the past when we saw similar in 2012, more sympathy for al-Qaeda, perhaps in those areas where they have been operating and had control, because they've been doing simple things. They've been providing electricity or water or social services to those local areas, which the government has failed to do for decades. And this is often the issue where local sympathy can be raised for al-Qaeda because they do act as a de facto government and actually manage to do it better than the state has done in the past. So that's often the issue with localized support. But certainly at the moment, generally, there has been a real push of public support for the military in what they're trying to do against al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Iona Craig is a freelance journalist who covers Yemen for The Times of London. Thanks very much.
Thank you.